What I also thought was really useful in this report were these longer term trends, right? The question right now is not what are the next 2.5 years going to look like, because I think we now have a pretty clear sense of the steady state until 2029, until January. And it'll be a period of ups and downs, of tensions and crises and coming back together again on discrete areas. And so that is likely, that's here to stay for the next 2.5 years. But what are those enduring features afterwards, right? And the reason this is important is not just so we can look to the future about, you know, what the relationship looks like in 10 and 20 years because we're curious. We have investments and choices to make now on military hardware, on technology agreements, on security partnerships, right? These are choices to make today that will be that will have a 10 and 20 year tail to them.